Do we have a Korean translation? Yeah? Okay. Ready. All right, good evening, everyone. We're coming to you from Rosemead, California, Way Mountain Temple. Welcome. Tonight is our first Dharma Talk night of the Fochi, year-end Fochi. So we're happy to be here and glad to have all of you. Some administrative details. What is it? You just came back? Is that right? Just got back in to the parking lot? Did you have dinner? She'd eat something. Yeah. Did you bring the old monk back? No. The young monk, there's two of them, one and old. Both? Both came? Wow. Oh, okay. He's settling in, I guess, settling down. Okay, very good. Well, I'm glad that you made it back safe. And did you recite Medicine Master Buddha while driving? You should be reciting that Buddha while driving. Okay? A good practice. One of you recite, that's good enough. Yes. All right, some more little things we need to take care of. We have the beginning of this Fochi here. There's some people who recently passed away, notably Karen's mother. She just passed away in Shanghai today, as a matter of fact. Okay, Karen is... Chinese lady, okay, professor or something. Okay, so our condolences to her and the family. She got ready with the prearranged 49-day, so she's all set. It's like was the arranged something like a couple weeks ago, and so the timing is really appropriate. And she, and the mother, her mother's last wish is that she wants to see her husband in the Pure Land. Now, her husband died how long ago? Hey, you. How long did the husband, Karen's mother's husband, die? A month ago. No, 3 months ago, 3 years ago. A few months ago. China, I imagine. 90 years old. She wants to see him at the Pure Land. Can you imagine this Chinese said, I want to go to the Pure Land with my hubby. How sweet. So Chinese. The Vietnamese would say, I don't want to see him again, ever. I know better. So she wants to see him. But it's kind of late now. What is it? 49 days? May 30th? June 30th? July 30th? August 30th? So it's past 49 days already. What are we going to do? The guy's reborn already. So it turns out that did you tell her that that they do the rebirth, read the tablet, and within 2 years he will rejoin her? Okay, hopefully. Praise the Lord. All right, and how does that work? You can imagine that the Pure Land is humongous. Yeah, it's big. If you think that China is big, it's nothing. It's like a piece of thing compared to the Pure Land. And how does she get to see him? We hope it works. If it does, I hope that she comes back and tells us, hey, that's an old monk right there. He's still alive. Yay. Look at that. Look at that. He looks better going to San Jose. So welcome back. It's okay. So anyway, it's doable, and the thing I want to get at is it takes about 2 years to resolve the problems for him to get to the Pure Land. So she has to wait for 2 years. They have to wait for 2 years. Okay? How long is that? 2 years. How long is it in the Pure Land? This is how long? For us, it's pretty long. Over there, it's, you know, it's nothing. Okay? So they will get reunited very quickly, hopefully. Okay? And probably in the amorous Chinese quarters. Okay? Anyway, so that's one thing. And then there is a matter of two children in Taiwan being killed by the mother. Tell us about that, Venerable Xinxi. What's going on? Give the Venerable some kind of handheld. Black.
It's just recently, I think it's depression.
Depression. But the mother killed the two children, the two kids.
The mom claimed that she cannot bear the burdens of living anymore. Uh-huh. So she killed the two children. And
6 years old and 7 years old.
Right. And she called the husband.
What happened to San Jose? I don't see a picture, a window of San Jose. Okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. So she killed the two children, her own two children, and then she called the husband. Says, "I'm gonna kill myself too because the two kids needs me to go with them, to have company on the road to the."
What kind of mother would kill her own children? Wow.
So she suicided as well, but she got rescued. Yeah, she killed herself as well. But she was rescued.
But she didn't die.
She didn't die. And it became a controversial case in Taiwan because now she's sentenced. She's
to death.
To death, yeah.
So they save her to kill her for killing her children. So Taiwanese. I don't get it. Huh? That's so much suffering. And so Xinxin brought it to my attention this morning, yesterday, and I said, what happened to the children? If you killed by your mother, you're 6 years old, how old are you, Helen?
I'm 8 years old?
Oh, she's too old. Let's see, Yarit, how old is Yarit? 10? Oh, I'm looking for someone like a little bit younger. Not Joseph. Joseph is like taller than all of my nuns now, so. When Joseph came to me, you know, 10 years ago, he's about knee high, yay high. Oh my God. Now I have to, when I talk to him now, I have to say, hey, how's the weather up there? Anyway, so what happened to the children? when you kill by your mother. Master Shinhua's disciples. What do you think?
Alo, cái này là có một cái nhân quả, bởi vì cái đời sống nó rất là khó khăn, biết làm sao mà cái này là cũng rất là tội, tội cho cái hai đứa nhỏ này mà tội cho cái người mẹ nữa. Một cái gia đình nó không được âm, không được
đầm ấm.
Dạ, bởi vì nó mới xảy ra những cái chuyện này, nhiều khi đó. Thiếu ăn, thiếu mặc cũng rất là khổ ở trên đời này.
I think this is the due to the law of cause and effect. And then I feel so sorry for the children, and I also feel sorry for the mom. Like, because the family clearly is not happy at all, and then because there are lack of food, lack of clothing, so a lot of suffering.
Where are they? Where are they going? Huh?
Sao thầy?
Đi đâu?
Cái này à?
Chết bất đắc kỳ tử. They killed.
Chắc cái này cũng phải là không có sợ, chắc không có làm người nổi nữa rồi.
Fail. Because they go into the animal realm. They say, did my mother just kill me? You know, it's like, did my mother just kill me? And you gone. And so that's the incredulity in the disbelief that you wouldn't believe your own mother kills you. Okay? And that thought there, animal realm. Both of them. Isn't that interesting? And you see, the Westerners are blissfully ignorant. They said, after you die, nothing. It doesn't matter, right? We know better. We see what's happening to them. We realize what's happening to these people after they die. Something called reincarnation. You die, you change bodies, that's all. And you go back to this world again, okay? Cycle through, okay? There's six paths of humans, animals, hungry ghosts, hells, and so forth, okay? And Buddhism, you try to avoid falling to the animal realms, the hungry ghost realms, and the hells. Those are a lot more suffering. You think here, living right now, is suffering? Wait until you fall to the three lower realms. You realize how much more suffering it is. How so much more suffering it is. And this is where Westerners are so blissfully ignorant. You know, they make a lot of money, they harness power, they lie to their teeth, you know, dye the hair. and they make a lot of fortune, they steal from people, you know, and so forth. And when they die, they fall, and they suffer. You know, it's incredible suffering. Another case in point, that woman there in red, you know, a few weeks ago, she introduced someone in Houston, one of her acquaintances, Chiu Chow, right? Is he Chiu Chow, that Texas family? Huh? Chiu Chow, yeah, Chiu Chow people, okay? She says, these are rich people, we take care of them, you know? And he said, no, I'm too busy. I'm sorry. I don't want to take care of these people I don't know. Okay? And he says, no, you have to take care of them. They're very rich. And I said, I don't know. Okay? And so she bugged me for about an hour. Wouldn't hang up. Between me and her, the phone call is usually about 2 minutes. Okay, master, are you there? Yes. I'm coming at 5. Make sure you're there. He says, yes, ma'am. But this time, she keeps on talking and talking. After 45 minutes, I said, okay, I get you. Okay, I do them just for you. Okay? So that rich guy later called me and talked, and I talked to him, and later he said, okay, I said, we have a plaque system here. We use it to pay off your creditors and so forth and so forth. And he said, yeah. And then he says, it's a weekend now, so let me, I said, if it doesn't work, I refund your money, okay? I'm not interested in taking your money. I'm doing it for her. If it doesn't work, I'm curious to see if I can help. But if it doesn't work, I return your money. And he said through her, she said, if it doesn't work, I will offer you that money, $5,000. Okay. So when he called me, I said, what is the problem? So he told me a problem. I said, oh, this is a lot bigger than I thought. So anyway, after we talked, he said, no problem. I will send you the money. Comes Monday, okay? So I started helping her. The sister is in coma for like 2 weeks already. Doctor says doesn't look good, and usually they don't come to us until we're at the last stop. Everyone else, our neighbors, God, Allah, whoever, and then we are the kind of last desperate thing. Is that nothing else to lose? I mean, might as well try. And so I said, you better hurry because there's not much time left. In principle, it should work, but I called her a couple of times, but she wouldn't pick up the phone call. So I better tell her before I forget the story. Okay. So anyway, comes Monday, he didn't send the money. Tuesday, didn't send the money. Wednesday, I said, gee, these Juzhou people, they talk a lot. They don't do anything, okay? I don't have time to deal with these people. So I dropped her. I said, that's it, I'm not helping you anymore. Okay, I was helping Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I stopped. I was busy, I stopped. So I said, so no big deal. One day is not a big deal. Comes Monday, nothing happened. Tuesday, so comes Wednesday, I wanted to call her and say, I know I promise to help you. But the guy is all talk. I don't waste time. So, but I couldn't reach her. Okay. So, but anyway, by Tuesday I decided to drop her. Wednesday, nothing happened either. So, Thursday, she called me. She said she died. The lady in coma died. Okay. I didn't say anything. So the story is ultimately to me, where did she go? Huh? When she was alive, she was having these slot machines in her shops. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Hmm? Where did she go? Hungry ghosts. Isn't that scary? Yeah. When you're alive, you have money, you have all those things. And then when you die, you're helpless. For the people who pass away and who do not cultivate, what chances do they have to not fall? Very slim chances. Most of them will fall. You see that? Especially for most people, when they die, people die of COVID and so forth, most of them will fall. Okay? And that's how dangerous life is. Okay? And that's why in Buddhism, we have this Pure Land Dharma door here, where we can help people who do not cultivate. Okay? Even those who cultivate, who practice, who meditate, and who recite the Buddha's name, they are not necessarily going to make it either. Okay? This is the Pure Land Dharma door that Master Shenhua brought this country, the Chinese Pure Land Dharma door, that is a very important Dharma door because it's very useful at helping the people who don't cultivate, like your family members who do not cultivate. They really have no chance. Okay? It's very dangerous to revolve in a wheel because even if you go to God, up to God, reborn in the heavens, eventually when your heavenly blessings are exhausted, you fall to the lower realms again. Okay? All your past karmic offenses will bring you down. All right? Any questions or comments? YouTube question, yes.
So we have a question from Tiango. The question is, would the Shanghai lady's husband get to the Pure Land within 2 years with a rebirth plaque, even if he has already reincarnated?
Yes.
Or does the plaque only work if the being is still in Zhongyin Shen?
Usually it takes 2 weeks to resolve all the karmic attachment, atomic obstructions. Because once you take on a new body, it takes a while to resolve all those debts, karmic debts, before you can go. That's why it usually takes 2 years in our experience. Okay? So yes, it takes a while. On the average, it took about 2 years so far in our experience has been. Some cases a little bit faster, okay, in the past. Anyway, so yes, it's because once you have a new body, the new body comes with new karmic debts. They need to be resolved before you can go. That's why it takes some time. And like the 49-day, during the 49-day period, much easier for you to go to the Pure Land compared to after you have a new body. Okay? That's why in Buddhism we have the 49-day Dharma that is designed to help you get out of trouble and get a better, a newer body, if you will. All right? That's the purpose of that 49-day service. But the Pure Land is a much specialized 49-day help that will bring you to the Pure Land, hopefully. Okay? And so far, we're lucky. It seems to work quite well. All right? Any other questions? Yes. Yeah, give him a microphone, please.
Thì con với Tony là xin thầy làm 49 ngày cho Hòa Thượng Diệu Bổn. Thì thầy mới nói là Hòa Thượng Diệu Bổn không có chịu giảng sanh mà ngài muốn đầu thai trở lại để ngài làm tăng, ngài dạy chúng sanh nữa. Thì thầy mới nói con với Tony là cầu nguyện Hòa Thượng là đi gặp Phật Di-đà cái đã, rồi trở xuống. Thì sau khi qua đại hàng được 3 tuần thì thầy nói Hòa Thượng già chịu đi rồi. Thì sau này đó, thì Hòa Thượng về, tại sao biết Hòa Thượng về? Là hồi ông còn sống đó, con em gái con xin học cái chữ Án Dạ Hồng đó, ông không có dạy. Ông nói cái này trong tổ thầy chỉ dạy cho tăng thôi, không có dạy cho cư sĩ. Thì mặc dù nhỏ em gái con theo ổng 30 mấy năm, không có dạy cho, bởi vì mày là cư sĩ không được dạy. Thì sau khi ngày 3 tuần của thầy làm rồi đó, thì bữa đó có cái bà đó cũng bạn của em con đứng, thì hòa thượng lại cái bà vô, cái bà đó mới lại nói với ông đệ tử hòa thượng biểu dạy con nhỏ này cái án già hồng đi. Thì từ chỗ đó con em gái con mới được học án già hồng. Thì từ chỗ đó mới chứng minh là hòa thượng đã đi rồi, gặp Phật rồi mới trở về. Chứ cái bà mà bị nhập vô nói chuyện mà đâu có biết cái chuyện nội dung như thế nào đâu. Thì hòa thượng có 3 ngày, có 3 tuần hòa thượng trở lại.
Master, I would like to share the experience of Master Yiu Bon. So after the Venerable passed away, I request the 49 days blocks, and then Master advised me and Tony to persuade the old monk to go to the Pure Land because Venerable Yiu Bon didn't want to, and then he wished to come back to this human world and continue to be a monk. So after 3 weeks, Master told us that the old monk finally agreed to go to the Pure Land. And then after that, he came back through a lady, and then through that lady, he gave the message that allow my sister to learn An Ya Hong. Before that, my sister wanted to learn that mantra, but he refused to. He said that this mantra only exclusively for monk and nun, not for lay people. But after he went to the Pure Land and then he came back and talked through a lady and he allowed my sister to practice that mantra, that's when I know for sure that he went to the Pure Land, and then 3 weeks later, he came back.
Okay, some background information for those of you who don't know the story, the full story. This old monk here is a Vietnamese monk who is one of the senior tantra, Vietnamese tantra school over there. And I sent the old monk here, Minh Sinh Chu, when he was still nervous, I sent him over there to learn the tantric dharma from him. So I owe him a debt of gratitude, okay? Because I felt that Vietnamese tantra is pretty good. I look at him and said, this is a 4-stage arhat. He became a monk, a novice at the age of 6 or 7, practiced his master in a mountain. Okay, they're serious cultivators, and he's a great monk because he uses his skills to help a lot of people, all kinds of people, never asked for anything. And when he was older, he had diabetes after helping a lot of people. You're gonna be sick when you get old. There's no way to avoid it. And he was had diabetes. And he never asked anyone for money or any help. So his family has to gather money themselves and to buy him medicine to control the diabetes. So that's their relationship. And still the sister, who really took care of him for 30 years, he still refused to teach her the mantra, that An Ya Hong mantra, okay? He says it's for sanghas only. You're not supposed to teach that to lay people. It doesn't matter how devoted you are to me, I can't teach it to you, okay? And so this monk here has this ideal. That's why I like him. I like him not because so much about the mantras. Yeah, it's pretty nice. But I love him because it's very rare for me to find a Vietnamese monk who has such beautiful ideals of a bodhisattva. So I wanted the old monk, my disciple, to go and draw near him to learn, absorb what the best of the Vietnamese monk has to offer. I want him to observe it, okay? He should be proud of the Vietnamese tradition. He's very proud of the Vietnamese Buddhism. So I said, this is what you need. If you're proud of it, you need to go and learn it and say, this is the better aspects of Vietnamese Buddhism. Okay? So again, he's a four-stage arhat because he spends his entire life helping others. So after he dies, being a four-stage arhat, he's not going to fall. He's going to go wherever he wants. No one can tell him anything. Okay? So he intended to come back to continue his work. So he'll be back to our world and then eventually leave the home life, probably a very early age as well. Cultivate, and then become a four-stage arhat, and then continue the work. That's what his original plan was. And I said, that's rather Hinayana. So that's why I told him, told the old monk that you should help him go to the Pure Land. You owe him that. Okay? And they agreed, he and Tony agreed, so they requested a 49-day service for the old monk, and then I told both of them to talk to him and say, please go to the Pure Land first. You can come back anytime you feel like. At least go see Amitabha. Okay? And then if you wish to come back here, there's no problems at all. Okay? At least Amitabha knows about you, and Amitabha Buddha will help you. Do not miss this opportunity to go to the Pure Land, because by yourself, we didn't say that, tell him that. By yourself, you can't go. Even a four-stage arhat cannot go to the Pure Land by themselves. So it was a bit of work to convince him to go, and he finally went there. And the reason was it took only 3 weeks because I like him. I think he's one of the greater monks that deserves special consideration. So instead of wasting time, I wanted him to go see Amitabha Buddha first, and then, you know, instead of waiting for longer. So he went a little bit sooner than expected, than he's supposed to go. Okay, so and that's the nature of the Pure Land Dharma door we have, we can help people who do not know, who do not believe. We still have means to convince them to go to the Pure Land if you're sincere in helping them. Okay, so. That's Mahayana. Mahayana is you want to practice this Pure Land Dharma door not only to help yourself. If you practice this Pure Land Dharma door only to serve yourself and bring yourself to the Pure Land, it's too small. It's a lot bigger than that. You practice it in order to help others go to the Pure Land and yourself as well. Okay? That's what it's about. So that's what we are. Horace has a question. Sorry, it took so long. Yes, go ahead, go for us.
I have a question regarding the investor. Let's say, my husband loves to invest in stock, and I love to invest in cryptocurrency and other, love to invest in real estate. Will that be a form of greed, and we might be reincarnated into into hungry gold because of the greed, or is it because whatever the amount of money you make, it depends on what you do to your money then?
Is this a monk? The sound is too a little bit echoey. Is it a monk who uses money to buy real estate, invest in real estate? Is that the question?
No, it's the normal people, not the monk.
The people invest in real estate. Your husband?
No, my husband invests in stock.
He invests in stocks. It's better, yes. So you invest in real estate and then to sell it to make money, right?
Yes.
So what is the problem? I think it's
so
a good idea.
So is that a form of greed?
No. In California, real estate is a very safe investment. I wish I could. He says greed. If you're a lay person, okay, you should invest and make money to provide for your family. That's perfectly okay. It's okay to make money. You're supposed to make money. But monks are not supposed to make money. Okay? So that's why. It's okay. I wouldn't worry. Okay? You invest in stocks and real estate and so forth. You make investments in order to make money. It's okay. It's okay for lay people to do that. Okay? That's so-called normal greed. If you not have some kind of greed, how is society going to improve? Okay, we improve, society improves because we have greed. We want something more. We want more. Yes, Orange.
If you are enlightened, can you just go to the Pure Land on your own, or you still need help?
If you are enlightened, you can go to the Pure Land, absolutely. You don't need any help. But you're not enlightened. Oh boy, do you need help. I'm talking about Bodhisattva. He can go anywhere he feels like. Okay? But below that, not possible. Okay? It's relatively easy for Bodhisattva to go to all kinds of pure lands. Okay. Yes, Green.
Mà qua đời đó rồi mà kêu các thầy đi tụng kinh đó là cái đó là cái gì?
That's a 49 day, yeah. But it doesn't necessarily help them get to the Pure Land.
Miễn mà mình làm cái pháp mà cái 49 ngày đi giảng sanh là cái đó cũng là một cái giúp được đi giảng sanh. Rồi một cái mà mình người ta qua đời đó ở ngoài nhiều lắm, kêu năm bảy ông thầy đi tụng kinh đó là ở đi Tây phương thì yeah. Nó biết nói như vậy thôi chứ không biết mà có đi được không thì mình cũng không có biết nữa bạn.
Yeah, they can't. They usually cannot help. Usually lay people cannot help. Okay, because it requires a lot of training. Even monks who spend 50 years training on the Master Shen Hua cannot help. Okay? It's special skills that not many people have. And if the people have it, they would not be a lay people, lay person. Okay? They got to be a monk. So you want to go to the Pure Land, you want help, you have to go see a monk. You cannot go to a lay person. It's not possible. Okay? I have yet to see a lay person who can do it. Most monks can't. We're not going to train a lay person so that the monks who go hungry, if they, you know, if they want help to go to the Pure Land, they go to a lay person instead of going to the temples. All the temples will go out of business. You see that? Rebirth is a very important dharma that even if you don't make it to the Pure Land, it helps you get a better body, next body. You go to the heavens and so forth, which is much better than falling to the hells or become a hungry ghost. So that's why monks can help you do that. Even if they cannot get you to the Pure Land, they can still help you get to a better place. next stop. But lay people, absolutely, in my humble opinion, lay people are not trained to help you go to the Pure Land. It requires special things. It's not available to lay people. If give an example, if lay people come to us and say, I want to train how to get to the Pure Land, I said, you have to shave your head. That's a requirement. Then you have to become enlightened. That's the second requirement. And there's another third. And then there's a fourth. It's not that easy. Why is that my master's disciples are not allowed to do 49-day service? The practice in our Mahayana lineage, they're not allowed to do 49-day service. Because the master is very true. He says, if you do that, it's to help you go to the Pure Land. If you can't, you should not do it. That's how pure my master is. You know? He doesn't allow his people, his students, to do the 49-day thing. No way. Okay? You go and ask and see if they would do it for you, and they are not allowed to do it for you. Okay? That's what I love about my Chinese master. He's very pure. He's very true. Any other questions? Yeah, you two has a question. Go ahead.
This question's from Tiango. Can fourth stage arhats regress if they choose to come back to the human realm, just like the case of bodhisattvas below eighth ground?
When they're born, they will be confused, but their nature, the blessings, will help them reach fourth stage arhat again without any problems. Okay. I only have 5 minutes left. I need to do some more administrative things. You can have more questions. You can ask them tomorrow night. We're gonna have about 10 weeks of intensive practices, our year-end practice, and I suspect that a lot of people would want to go into fasting. And not only here, but everywhere as well. We have Korea, we have San Jose, and so forth. And I need to clarify with you this fasting thing here, okay? This fasting dharma here. First of all, do not do it at home. Okay, it's a very dangerous dharma, dangerous practice. It should be done under supervision. Don't fast at home. If you fast for 3 days, no problems. Okay, if you're a healthy, normal person, you can fast for 3 days. It's no problems whatsoever, normally. But even so, you want to do it in our environment where we supervise you, make sure everything is okay. Okay? It's a very useful dharma because you fast for 3 days, it will detoxify your body. It's very helpful. Fasting is a very useful practice because it detoxifies your body. Okay? When you eat, your intake, you're bringing in a lot of toxins, okay? So the food we eat brings in a lot of toxins, okay? So when you stop the food intake, now the body has a chance to purge the toxins there already. So it's a very useful Dharma door. Okay, I would encourage you to try fasting. But our style of fasting came from my Chinese master. Okay, I wasn't really trained to do that. They refused to teach me, saying it's a secret Dharma and so forth, and therefore I wasn't really taught, but we did it anyway the last few years, and it seems to be okay. And as we grow bigger and bigger and more people are coming, I need to make some adjustments to make sure that it's done properly and it's safe for all of you, okay? So here are the rules for fasting. It should be done under supervision, meaning you have to ask for permission. You don't simply say, I'm going to fast, okay? You have to tell someone, and hopefully a sangha or someone in the temple, say, I'd like to fast, I need your support, okay? And we okay it, and then you can go 3 days. Usually for most people, it's not a problem. And then you can try, go slow. Do not try to go fast, okay? And every day you want one cup of water, that's it. No eating, no drinking, okay? Just one cup of water. So you can sip it all day for all we care, but only one cup, that's it, okay? Even after 3 days, 1 or 2 days, okay, most people will feel very good because it detoxifies you, okay? Your body naturally sheds toxins. It's just that the shedding process is overwhelmed by the continual intake of toxins from our food every day and drinks every day. So when you stop the intake, it will cleanse itself. So it's wonderful. It's a good thing for you. It will improve your health. Okay? So it's very good Dharma. So 3 days, no, not a problem. 1, 2 to 3 days is not a problem. 5 days, you need to, some supervision, because after 3 days, your digestive system will shut down. That's when it's not so much the fasting, but the eating again, that's usually a problem. Okay, so you need to know how to do it properly. And we have people who've done it before. How many days have you done? 27 days? That's crazy. That's too many. Okay, I will give you a secret. Okay? But shucks, I don't want to tell it online and then people will start doing it at home. No, I'm going to give you a secret. Forget it. Okay? You need supervision. That's my recommendation. Don't do it at home. You have to do it in an environment where people will look, keep an eye on you to make sure it's safe. Okay? There's a way to do that at home, but I'm not going to teach you. Okay? It's not safe. It's better to do it at our environment, okay? And we've been doing it the hardcore way, which is not safe. We need to scale it back, okay? The requirement from now on is I do not allow you to do fasting. I don't care who you are. If you fast, the requirement is you need to participate in the regular functions. You cannot stay in your room. If you cannot walk, you cannot do normal things, then you should have to exit the fast. It's not safe anymore. Am I making sense? The way we've been doing that is very dangerous. And you have blessings, that's why it's okay. But if the more people do it, it's not safe. Okay, so people like you, I'm not horribly worried. But from now on, this is my requirement. If you fast, you have to get approval, and you have to participate. You cannot stay in a room. Okay, you have to, for example, I recommend that you don't fast during the Fo Chi because you have to do a lot of walking. It's a lot of energy you need to expend, okay? Can't handle it, okay? Too much walking. I was fasting for a week, and I was doing, when I was went to Lu Mountain Temple, I was so stupid. I was bueno, okay? I was fasting, and I have no place to rest either. So I was doing bueno from morning until evening, okay? And I didn't have any food. And then at night, I have to drive back from Rosemead back to Long Beach to rest. And I caught myself dozing off 5-6 times every night on the freeway, like this. A split second, you're gone. I did it 5 or 6 times every single night. Stupidity. And towards the 5th day, I was so out of juice that I couldn't even stand. So in order to stand, I have to, you know, that baton there to hit the bell, I have to press it down like a, you know. It's the trick that the shows I'm the abbot, the Chinese do it. Someone give me the baton, I show you. No one noticed it. But we would have bowing every day, and I couldn't bow anymore. So I skipped that bowing. But I was still doing, because I was the only one of the two monks who, you know, these people, they cannot do anything. Thank you. So this is a baton here. So if you go to a temple and you see someone doing this, it means that this is the abbot. Only the abbot can do this. If anyone else does that, I will beat the heck out of you. You're sending the wrong message, okay? It's the abbot. Only the abbot can do this in the Chinese temple. Not vice abbot, only abbot. Okay? So I was so tired, I couldn't stand. So I had to go like this, okay? Because my legs have no strength. So I had to use my arm to help my leg. So I would stand, and then I go like this. So I was standing on 2 legs and 1 arm. Stupid. Okay? So, needless to say, it wasn't very pretty. Okay, so you can fast, but if you cannot, you know, during the Fo Chi, you should not fast because too much walking. But during a Chan Chi, you can fast. You can go for long sits, yes, but you need to go down, comes meal time, sit with us, and inhale the fragrant food. Okay? That's a requirement. Okay. You cannot hide in your room anymore. Okay? And you can do that, and then you can fast. But if you cannot participate anymore, you have to get out of the fast. It's not safe anymore. It's not worth it. Okay? Am I making sense? Meaning that for those of you who did it the hard way, the hardcore way, for you to get back to 18 days, 27 days is not a big deal. You did it when your kung fu is lower, so it's not a big deal anymore. However, okay, it's a safer way to go about it. And when you do that, I will also tell you more details in private. Okay? It's not meant to be online. Okay, so you people, online people, want to do it on your own, I would advise against it. And quote me. I'm dead set against it, you doing it by yourself at home. It's not safe. Don't be stupid. Okay? Any questions? It's very good, but the fasting is very, very fascinating, Damodar. It helped, actually. We used it, we did it a hardcore way. It helped a lot, but I don't feel it's safe anymore, because now you're here. I cannot afford to lose you anymore. Too expensive to replace you. You know? Before, I say, big deal. I find someone else. It doesn't take long. Now you've proven yourself, I don't allow you to take chances anymore. Are you kidding? I have to buy insurance first. Questions? Okay, so you can do incrementally. And you fast, you can do like 9 days and then 10 days and so forth. Okay, and when you can no longer have the stamina to participate in regular activities anymore, it's safer to get out. And you build it again. You keep on building and building, eventually you'll be fine. Okay? It's a lot safer. All right? Okay. No questions? Okay, this is gonna be fun. Okay? We can stop here tonight and do the great transference. Okay, thank you all.